Welcome to FM Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chalo Daf Chof in the Oiz V'Hodr edition, Perek Sheni in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting that Yutes Amud Beis and the two dots towards the bottom. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah that says, Ish Isa Sheni Loisha Bimei Peiros Chayavas V'Chalo. If you have a dough that was made with juice, now with regular water, it's still obligated in Chalo. Which means that the juice water does connect the dough together and makes it obligated in challah and gives it a shiur. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chanina Omar, the Ablozor ben Yehuda ish b'susohi. This goes according to the sheet of Ablozor ben Yehuda ish b'tuso. The Tanita one we learned over there, Ablozor ben Yehuda ish b'tuso himer, mishum yabishua. Pasal is kula. If a tvul yoim, someone who went to the mikvah but is still not 100% tor for trumo until the evening, he has to wait for the end of the day. And he touched the dough that was made out of maypayers. Even though he touched only one part of it, he makes the entire dough puzzle. Why? Because the maypayers connect the dough to be one. So it doesn't matter where he touched in the dough, the entire dough becomes puzzle. Rabbi Kiva says, no, he's placing only what he touched because the maypayers don't connect the dough together. It doesn't make the dough into one. So the one that Chofa Mundalev. The whole machlekes here is meaning the dough became kosher kavatumah because it was done with water. But now, when you made the dough out of it, so then it was connected with meperus with juice. Why? Shemeperus mechuvarim lehachshir. So the Gemara of Reb Chaim over here is shemeperus mechuvarim lehuchshir. Something which is already kosher, so that meperus connect him. Chuvar means clear or loshon chibur. It connects. It brought mixed together the dough to be one. Avim yiloisho ve'achakach uchsho ein meperus mechuvarim la'achshir. But if the dough was done with meperus to begin with, and then only one part of it became touched water, then it doesn't connect to become one, even according to the sheet that holds the meperus connect. In other words, if it's already kosher kabel tumo, so the meperus can connect it to be one. There's a sheet that they're connected. But if the meperus are the ones that are going to create the hechshel kabel tumo, that we don't say, that you, the meperus don't connect. So what is the Gemara saying? The same thing in our Mishnah that says that by chalo, if you have a dough that was done with meperus, it's chayav chalo, that goes according to the Manda Amar, that it's considered to be one dough, the gabi tumo. Here everybody agrees. Even though he old, it does not connect for the tumo. Does agree that for chala it does connect to bichayav and chala. And the reason is because regarding tumo, tful yom is derabanan. So therefore it does not, we have a tzad that does not connect. But for chala it does. The Gemara now brings Rabbo Reb Chiyo, B'shem Reb Shub Ben Levi, says, Ein lecha mechuvar l'shiva samashkin milvat. The only thing that connects is only the seven known liquids, which is water, wine, dew, oil, milk, honey, and blood. So the Gemara brings this quote, and the Gemara tries to understand what he's talking about. Reisibai, Mais Amros, what is he talking about that only these shiva mashkin connect? Is it lechalo or letumo, is regarding chalak in our Mishnah. Or regarding tumo, the gabet tvul yoyim, as we mentioned. In temo lechalo, kosher ken letumo. If it's talking about chalo, that doesn't connect unless you have shiva mashkim. So kosher ken tumo, which is derabanan, as we mentioned before, and we have a tzad, there is a mandoma that holds that never connects the gabet tumo. But in temo letumo, lechalo loy. But if you tell me that for tumo, it's not a connector, it doesn't mean legabet chalo. Could be legabet chalo is a connector. It was Pasha to him that he's referring to Chalo and then Koshka and Tumo, that nothing connects except the Shiva Mashkin. Abiyoni Kedaiti, where it goes the Shit also. The Abiyoni Tani, the Abshir Bayuchai, Abiyoni brought a Brysa, name of Abshir Bayuchai. Abshir Ben Levi Tani, the Abshir Bayuchai, Abshir Ben Levi brought a name of Abshir Bayuchai. The Tani Abshir Bayuchai, Abtaf and Oimer, Neymar Khan Chalo, Feneymar Loholon Chalas Lechem Shemin. It says Chalo regarding the Afroshos Chalo. And it says chalo regarding Yimei Amiluim, that it says over there, chalas lechem shemen. So what do you learn from here? Machal shemar alan asuyu b'shemen. Here we're talking about bread that was done with oil. That's one of the seven mashkin. Havchal shemar kan asuyu b'shemen has to be done with oil or one of the seven mashkin, which are like oil. V'shemen echad mishivas hamashkimu. Oil is one of the seven mashkim. That's the requirement in order to be chav and challah, according to this man domar. Ketuvos Gemara says Aisha Yosheves, she sits down and she does a farshas challah even though she's naked because she's able to cover her erva. Rabbeis b'shem Shabsay, Rabchi b'shem Shem Lokish, lechalo unatia sedaim odo mehalech arbo milim. If a person needs to have farshas challah and the only way to do it with tahara is he needs to go to somebody called a gabal. A gabal is someone who prepares dough. And the gabal who does the betahara is far away. So after four meal, he needs to go to try to do the challah betahara. Or the tiasdam as well. Someone who doesn't have water to wash his hands, he needs to walk up to four meal to find water to wash his hands. Explains the Gemara of O Bishur Abi Yisrael Chanino, Hadot HaTeim HaLefonov, Aval HaCharov Ein Matrichim Olav. That's only if he goes forward, meaning he's going towards that area. He's on his way. And if he continues walking another four meal, he will reach the water or the gabal. But if he has to go backwards, he has to go back to where he came from, then you don't tell him to go four meal. So ask the Gemara to explain this in Afchot Amud Beis. Shoy me ginoy super desim. What happens if the person is not on his way? He's sitting in one place. Where is he? The Gemara is trying to explain. Why is he in a place where there's no water, there's no gabal? So we're talking about that he's a guard who's guarding gardens and is guarding orchards. Ma'at ovid loin, kilifneim, kilacharim. Do they have to go for a meal or not? Meaning, as Reb Chaim explains the chakir of the Gemara, the Gemara is asking the following. Why do you go for a meal only forward and not backwards? His pshat is that if you're anyway going to that area, just wait a little bit more. But if you're not going to that area, we're not matriach you to walk. Or the pshat is, if you were going from point A to point B, and you already went, you passed the location where the water and the gabal is, to go back, that's a mamash ticha gdoila, because you have to go back whatever you went already. That's too much. But if you're stationary, you're in one location, maybe I do require you to go. So that's the subject of the Gemara. Nishweini min adol, let's serve the following. We learn, now this, according to our use over here, the Gemara is bringing our Mishnah. According to the Vilna Gaon, the Gemara is quoting something else. And the quote according to the Vilna Gaon is, Aisha she tfulas yoim, woman who's tfulas yoim, which means she's tame, losha es aiso v'koitza l'chaloso mafishoso. She can repair her dough and do a fashas chala. Just make sure not to touch the chala, because she's tame. So she's going to cut off the chala to the other side, and she's going to prepare for chala, but she can touch the dough as long as she didn't do a fashas chala, she can touch the entire dough. So the more understand, where is this woman? She's sitting in her home, preparing her dough. And we see that she's preparing her dough and doing the afrashas challah, and you're not asking her to go to a gabal who's Torah to do the betahara. You don't require her to do it. So that's what the Gemara says. You see, we're not matriach her to go. It's also here by the guard, not matriachim allah, meaning the idea of the four meals is if you're anyway going through that area. Says the Gemara, Tani Hamayim Shalifni Hamozon Rishus. Washing hands before eating, that's Rishus. Veshalaka Hamozon Choyva. But washing, Mayim Achroinim, that's an obligation. Elo Shabarishoinim Noitel Umafsik. Ubashnim Noitel Veino Mafsik. The first ones you Noitel Doom, and you do, it's called Mafsik. And the second one is you don't do Mafsik. What does it mean, Mafsik? Mao Mafsik, what does it mean? Yakubarachoma Noitel Vashoin. You have to wash twice. You have to wash your hands. And then that water becomes tummy because it's touching a daimetumo. They have to wash again to remove the water that became tummy. That's a requirement. Only mayim rishonim, not mayim achronim. Rabbi Yitzchak says, I don't understand something. Noitel v'shoyni, mayim rishonim, you have to do it twice. V'atoma rishus. And you tell me that it's not an obligation. In the bayim mayim arbo milin, v'atoma rishus. So we just learn now. Our prisoner on his way, he has to go four meal to get water. And you tell me it's rishus. So he says the chorik doesn't make sense to say that it's rishus. Says the Gemara, "Yaakov Ayiti, ala rishonim nechal basar chazir." Because of mayim rishonim, someone ate chazir. That's a story brought down in the Medrash that there was a place where people would give meat to. You would sell meat. You would make sure for the Jews to give kosher meat, and for the goyim you would give basar chazir. One day came a person and he saw he was now washing his hands. So he assumed he was a goy and he gave him chazir. And he found out he was a Jew. So because he didn't wash his hands, he didn't do the tehillah sedaim, so that caused it to eat chazir. The second one caused the woman to be divorced. This is a story brought down in the Gemara in Yuma in the Bavli. The Gemara says that Yudah and Yasi, they deposited money by a person, and then the person denied that they gave him the money. So they need to trick the wife to be able to give them back the money. So what do? They went after they spoke to this person, they saw that his mouth was dirty with lentil. So they went to the woman, they went to the wife and said, please give us the money that we gave to your husband. And he gave us a simen that you should give it to us. The simen is that last night you served him lentil soup. That was a good simen, so the woman gave him the money. Then the husband came home and says, why did you give the money to these people? I wanted to steal it. So she said, she gave us a simen of the lentil. So he went and divorced her. So the Gemara says, that was Mayim Achronim. If you would do Mayim Achronim, usually when you wash Mayim Achronim, you clean your mouth with the Mayim Achronim. If you would do that, you would not have a residue of lentils on his face. The fact that he didn't do Mayim Achronim caused the woman to be divorced. The Yesharim, some say, Shenergu Aleyo Nefashos. That's the Gersa of Reb Chaim, take away the word Sholosh. That this husband killed the wife for giving him the money. So the lack of Mayim Achronim caused the woman to die. So continues the Gemara and says, why a woman can be doing a challah when she's naked, she can cover the erva. You see from here that the behind is not erva, because the woman is not covering the behind, she's not only covering the erva. The Gemara in Brachas in the Bavli brings this question and says, Efshar that paneh tuchus bekarko, could be that her behind is covered in the earth and you can't see it. Says the Gemara, that's all going brocha. Could she say brocha when she's naked? Avalabit, for a person to look at the erva, feel cold shoe also, even the smallest part, one is not allowed to look. Kadot Tanya, as it says, and the Braisa, mistakel ba kevo shalisha, one is looking at the heel of a woman, can mistakel ba beis arechem, as if he's looking at the beis arechem, referring to the erva. Someone who looks over there as if he did be over there, which means he's doing isur mamish. Shmuel Omar koil beisha erva. The voice of a woman is erva, referring to when she's singing. What's the source? Vaya mikol znuso v'techref haaretz v'goymer. So the koil reference to znus. One can be standing on excrement and davening. As long as not touching the excrement, it's okay. Yoshav v'loy kineyach osur. One went to the bathroom and didn't clean himself, he cannot daven. Even though Rabbi Yossi did not speak about a person going to the bathroom not cleaning himself, but he said something similar. As we learned, we just quoted Rav Huna that someone can be standing on excrement and davening. As long as they're not touching the excrement, someone went to the bathroom and didn't clean himself, he's touching excrement. So the words of Rav Huna that said that you're not allowed to touch excrement when you daven, you learn also for someone who went to the bathroom and did not clean himself. And the Gemara corrects the Girso, and the Gemara says that we did not hear it from the words, not words of Rav Yasi, but the words of Rav Huna. Or according to the Pnei Moshe, Rav Mano is the Talmud of Rav Yasi. He said, I didn't hear from Rav Yasi this thing, but I heard Rav Yasi quoting Rav Huna. And this is brought down, we learned the Mishnah, a person could say a bracha, a woman could say a bracha when she's not dressed. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Chalo, Daf Chof.